definitely old leather in there. Definitely still get the stone fruit in there. It's got a honey sweetness, like a honeysuckle sweetness to it. It's got a really nice round mouthfeel. Coats the whole palate, the front, the back, the sides. Yeah, I mean, it's a lovely dram. I definitely enjoyed this one. So we're going to be rating the Mortlach 16 three sips.
Interesting.
I think it deserves higher.
So do I.
Yeah, I really thought that after it being in the glass, I might have given it a four now.
There's a reason we didn't give it four sips. It's because a couple of people here were like...
No, but early on, it was not great. It really beautifully matured in the glass.
So should we just give it four sips? Yeah, four sips.
That's classified.
There you go. Mario, you want to do the next better. One?
Why not, Harm? Thank you. The last and final whiskey friend, Mortlach, is the 20-year single malt Scotch whiskey, clocking in at 43.4% ABV or 86.8 proof. It is a selection of their very best single malt Scotch whiskey, matured for a minimum of 20 years, to tame, quote, the beast of Dufton, unquote, into smooth submission and mellow complexity. Wow. So, with that prelude, I will say it's got a similar color of deep copper or bronze. It's got a beautiful nose. The nose is really, really inviting. On the palate, you're definitely getting some of that oiliness, some citrus, wood, spice, a little barbecue note, a hint of some jamminess, cocoa nibs. This is really a lovely dram. I think this is quite a step up. I'm sure it's a big step up in price at 20 years, but it's really it's delicious. Not it's not for the faint of heart, but this whiskey, again, you must be patient. It was a 3 when I poured it. It's definitely improved, and it's evolved and really just coming to his own after about 40 minutes in the glass. Justin, what'd you think?
So I think this is an interesting example of the oldest Scotch on your shelf is not always the best one. While the 20-year was excellent for my money, and not knowing what any of these cost, I would get for the 16.
Really?
Just for the varied notes and its ability to pair.
You'd have to know what it costs though, to judge it like that.
Well, you know the 20 is going to be more than the 16. And I'm not paying more for the 20 when I like the 16 better. And we'll be back.
Not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Back, and we are sitting here discussing the Mortlach 20-year-old single malt Scotch whiskey. Justin was just finishing up his thoughts on it.
So this 20-year was really pleasant, you know, it had a lot of nice notes and stuff, but 16 just had more note separation and more intense notes. But if they don't have the 16, you have the 20, and you're not worried about budget, go for it. It's good. What'd you think, Harmeet?
I don't know what your budget is. I'd still like the 20 better than the 16. I understand how you're saying value-wise, the 16 is the sweet spot.
No, we weren't really talking taste. Value.
It's tastier.
No, I like the 20 better. I really do. It's good. I mean, all that dried fruit on the nose. There's lavender and apricot and apple and a little bit of wood there. Some beautiful old oak and tobacco. The palate is oilier than the 16. It's heavier. Yeah,
much thicker palate.
It's this is the style I like better because the palate changes everything for me. The chocolate is there. You said cocoa nibs, Maury.
Yeah, but I mean, the palate is interesting, but I just thought it was a little lighter. It kind of, it was just lighter.
I'm sure you didn't mix up the samples. The 20
I'm positive.
The
I think he mixed them up. Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. I definitely enjoyed this one more. This one had this one had a lot more character to it, a lot more like a depth to it. There was I got that tobacco on the nose. I got the I just kind of picked up a lot more flavor on the palate.
The finish goes on forever. I just had a sip of water after sipping the whiskey, and I still taste that whiskey shining through beautifully.
That's why I love this show, is we have a diversity of palates in this show, and we
and yours
all
is
drink
always
the same
wrong.
Thing. Yeah, I'm always wrong. And that's fine.
All right. Just say the right thing. Say the thing I want you to say.
But I love that we taste different stuff.
Right. Oh,
so
for sure.
I love this. If we all agreed on everything, what a boring show it would be. But I'm glad we don't.
Well, it's all fine. You're just all idiots, and you don't know what you're talking about. You're all wrong.
That's true.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
This is, you're here for comic relief.
It's got a beautiful...
Fair enough.
I am comic relief. It's got a beautiful nose. That dried fruit. Like old tobacco leaf. And the thing that I like most about it was the viscosity of it. It's almost like a Campbelltown. It's that thick kind of viscous.
It's surprising they get so much viscosity after doing almost a triple distillation. But the 20 years in the wood must be what's counteracting it.
Yeah, it's just it's
2.81.
Yeah, not true. Yeah. So, 2.8159 / B
right.
Square root of pi. It's
I was thinking of pi.
It you're always thinking of pi.
Yeah.
I could hit him in the face with a bat and he'd go, pi.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got a great coat to it. It's got a thickness to it. And it stays with you. You know, that feeling, that oiliness
this
sits real with you.
Two C's.
Yeah, definitely an interesting whiskey. I would not kick it out of bed. So we're going to be giving the Mortlach 20-year-old single malt scotch whiskey a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So that brings us up to our next whiskey, which is from Benromach. So the Benromach Distillery was founded in 1898 by Duncan McCallum and F.W. Brickman. Distilling began in 1900, but due to the collapse of the Scotch whiskey industry, they didn't really start distilling in earnest until they basically did it for 1900 for that year and then closed at the end of the year. The distillery was acquired by Harvey McNair in 1911, and they ran it until it was closed as a result of World War I, when everything was shut down to make ethanol for the war effort. At the conclusion of the war, the distillery was sold to Benromach Distillery Limited and was operated by this company until 1925. In 1938, it was sold again, this time to Associated Scottish Distilleries Limited, and was later acquired by the Scottish Malt Distillers Limited. They updated the facilities in the late 1960s and continued to operate the distillery until 1983 when it was again closed. Gordon and McPhail acquired the property in 1993 and modernized the distillery and reopened it in 1998 with none other than Prince Charles officiating at the grand reopening. So what we have here is the Benromach single malt whiskey, Polish wood, single cask 768. So this limited edition single cask release was matured in specially sourced Polish oak. Polish oak has long been known for being a great oak for whiskey maturation due to its strength and the thickness of the wood and the depth of character that it brings to the flavors. So
it's 59.4% ABV, which you forgot to mention.
That's what makes it good.
Yes, proof out here.
It's got a nice copper color to it. It's definitely got a different nose.
It's definitely got a big body. It's got a lot going on.
And it's grown in the glass since I poured it, for sure. Yeah, it's I'm trying to place that smell.
It's raisins and apricots to me.
Yeah, there's definitely a raisiny note to it, but the wood that I'm smelling,
it's like it's almost like a burnt raisin though, but not like a regular
smells
raisin.
Smells like right. Home Depot.
Like
the wood is so
Home
much
Depot.
Wood?
When you walk into Home Depot, that's what it smells like.
It's not that woody.
Yeah.
No. The raisins are there. There's apricot there, there's pear there.
Mm-hmm.
But like what you said, you said like stewed raisins almost.
Yeah.
They're not burnt, like a little bit
crunchier. Yeah. Like it's
Like a bread pudding. When the raisins are in the bread pudding, it's like that.
Yeah, but
it's got a lot going on. It's a lot of interesting flavors.
The initial thing when I tasted this was kind of off-putting to me. But when you added some air and some water to it, you come back to it,
I haven't had water yet. Try that.
Yeah, this one's changed significantly.
Very much so. It's changed a lot. I was like, my first thing was like,
with water?
Okay, I'm done with Polish Oak.
Air.
I'll tell you, the finish on this thing just goes on and on and on and on.
Yeah, the water brings out more of the sweetness.
It's very mid palate, but covers your entire mid palate.
Yeah,
and at first I was like Polish Oak. Okay, I don't like this.
I got the spice in front, but literally the entire tongue is just
to breathe,
tingling.
When I first tasted it, it was bitter.
But right.
Now, the air helped and the water.
Sweet now.
The water really opened it up really to a lot of sweetness.
Really evolved.
Mm. I thought the air was great. When I put water in it, it killed it for me.
You put too much water. Dude, come on. Drops.
I did a drop.
Then put a little bit more. Maybe it's not
good. But a half drop.
Well, can't do that now. Unless I add more
Polish. Pull it back out.
You can add more. You can
add more bourbon.
Add more scotch.
Yeah. That, yeah.
Yeah, if you put more whiskey in it, I'm sure it'll get better.
Right.
Life has always worked that way for me. Yeah. If I add more whiskey, it makes life much more interesting.
And thanks to the generosity of Ben Romack, I can do that.
They actually sent us a
whole bottle. So I'm going to fix this thing.
Unlike some people who send us little tiny ones, we got to dole out like we're parceling out like vaccine.
Yeah, I noticed the guy who complains about it is the guy who takes the biggest share of the small bottles.
Me
and you got like
right,
drafts.
I got like so little
I
amount.
I did not take the biggest share of that small bottle.
Okay,
that was showing the other bottle, showing number six.
Yeah, okay.
This is the one with the full bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And now we enter into whiskey court.
Mm-hmm.
The plaintiff, we have Bob.
What does Jed Judy say?
We have Harmeet.
I have a stick. He loses. So, what'd you think, Maury?
Well, I liked it. As I said, I've interjected a few comments along the way. I thought it was pleasant. I thought it had a beautiful mid palate. Air helped it. A little bit of water really helped it bring out some of the sweetness. I thought it was delicious. I thought it was a beautiful all day, you know, kick back at the pool, catch some rays.
It's not an all day sipper. This is proof is too much for
this
me
is
for all
nice.
Day. Dude, how do you
not
do this all day?
Well, come
you
on.
Are a lush.
You're a wimp. That's all.
Come on, Harm.
You,
this is
you
not
guys,
cast
that whole side of the table, they're all lushes.
After drinking. 100,
this is from the guy that said
nothing.
He drank Ardbeg for 8 hours
last
yesterday.
It's close to 120. I can't be drinking this all day. Well, it was Ardbeg day. I had to drink Ardbeg for 8 hours. Come on.
Right. I mean, and that's the same guy that says we can have an all-day sipper.
Mm-hmm. You can have an all-day sipper. You can. But not this. This is not 120 proof. If you're gonna make a cocktail out of this, maybe.
It's a good thing Harmeet's a professional because no one can sip 8 hours of Ardbeg unless you're a professional.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, we had food too. It was food, games,
good.
T-shirts, whatever.
Games.
But was there a wet T-shirt contest?
When I got home.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah, see? I talked my wife into staying up late. That's why I'm hurting today.
And she decided she did not want to see him in a wet T-shirt.
Yeah. And that ended the night.
I lost the contest. Yeah.
Well, let's see what Fred Sanford has to say. What do you think, Fred Sanford?
You're a drunken lush.
There you go. That's what Fred says.
All right. Just give us a rating. Let's move on, man. We got to talk about the next one. We got two more to go today.
Yeah. I'm good one way or another. It's good.
All right.
You know, whether you give it a one or a two.
Well, we're going to give the Ben Romack single malt Polish wood four sips.
It was
four?
Very well.
I agree.
Well, it went from a three to a four. I agree with that.
It definitely went to a four for me, too.
All right.
I mean, it's a single cask scotch. That's pretty rare. We haven't really highlighted that, but
yeah, we did.
Yeah. You know, that's a good thing.
Well, right. Speaking of rare, our next whiskey is the Benriach 40-year-old single malt Scotch whiskey, 43.5% ABV or 87 proof. Why is it so low, guys?
Because
it's 40 years old.
So you can sip it all day.
So you can sip it all day. If you can afford to sip this all day, more power to you.
I was going to say,
can I come on your yacht?
Anyway, the Benriach was established in 1807 by Robert Burns. Unfortunately, only 2 years later, the Pattison's whiskey crash of 1899 caused many distilleries to close, Benriach being one of them. It remained silent until the first half of the 20th century, being used as a floor malting facility. It was reopened in 1965 by Glenlivet Distillers, who operated until selling it to the Seagram's Company in 1978. Seagram's began processing whiskey and using peated barley and operated the distillery until 1998, when it was closed again. In 2003, it was purchased by Billy Walker, who ran the distillery until it was sold in 2016 to Brown Forman. The lovely people own Jack Daniels, the people who arouse Maury over there so much. Forman was they brought in Dr. Rachel Berry, who we love. She is magic as their master blender. She took 3 years just to get rid of the bad barrels.
One of the finest palates on earth.
Yes. And to create this expression, Dr. Berry used whiskeys matured for over four decades in ex-bourbon and port casks. The 40 is said to be one of the oldest peated malts to be released from a Speyside distillery. The color is a beautiful dark amber with reddish glints. The nose is raisins and a little bit of heat, which was surprising to me at 87 proof. But that was before the air got to it. Now with air, it's gorgeous. It's surprisingly gorgeous. I mean, it's
just gotten better.
It's raisins and plums and cherries and cedar and some little bit of chocolate. On the palate, it's all about stone fruit and hold on. I just killed what was the last bit was in my glass. Oh my God. It's just dark chocolate, plum, and nuts. And the finish is infinite. And it's oily and rich. And thank you, Dr. Berry.
Yeah, I got that chocolate right off the bat on the palate. The chocolate and then those plums. It's, you know, I definitely enjoyed this one the most out of any of the ones we have on the table today, and it was my favorite. So,
how can you say no to a great 40-year-old whiskey? I mean, there's overdone whiskeys that they get too woody. This is not. This is beautiful.
No, this is a nice one. Justin, what are you thinking about this?
I'm going to be thinking about it for a long, long time. I enjoyed it. It's approachable. It's complex. It's the bomb. What'd you think?
No, I agree.
He started it. Yep.
It's delicious. It's got all the things you guys have said. It's got years and years and years of history. It's fantastic. If you see it, try it.
Yeah.
Buy it, try it.
If you have the means, I highly recommend you buy a bottle. It is, again, it's Rachel Berry. That's all you need to know. It's a 40-year-old whiskey that was put into the bottle by one of the best tasters on earth. So
I have her 25 and 30 in the shop, but I don't have the 40. I don't think we got much in Florida. I'll try to get some.
We're going
to
give the Benriach, the 40 single malt Scotch whiskey, a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So that brings us to our last whiskey. We're going to have Brent tell us about this one.
Save the best for last, Brent.
Yes, I know. So this is a Smokehead Tequila Cask Terminado Isla Single Malt Scotch Whiskey, 83% ABV and 86 proof. So the this one has a special glass that was made in partnership with the renowned glass blower Elliot Walker. He was the Series 2 winner of the hit Netflix show Blown Away to rethink drinking and creating the original glass-blown drinking vessel. So the result, the Smokehead's mind-blowing new glass, which they put in, gave to me, which covers your nose, covers your mouth. You can drink
it. I have a gas mask.
Yeah, kind of like a gas mask.
It's a peat mask.
It's a peat mask, so... you do get smoke on this one, and initially I got a little that hint of tequila and stuff, but it's kind of blown away after sitting around a little bit, and now it's come to a nice Islay whiskey that's a little pleasant to drink. I actually like this one of the smokiness of that we had for many of them. So
how much did Bob pay you to say that?
Well, you guys promised to untie me if I said it correctly.
Okay. We're still thinking about it.
I'm still thinking about untying
He's got that glass strapped to his face. He's loving it.
Those are the leather straps that hold it in place.
What'd you think, Arm?
It's beautiful. This reminds me of a Kalila. They don't tell us it is, but I'm guessing it is. Butterscotch smoke on the nose. On the palate, it's too light. It's watery.
It's very watery on the palate.
But it's got a great nose, so we're going to be giving the Smokehead Tequila Cask Terminado Islay Single Malt Scotch Whiskey a well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
I wish
under protest.
I wish the palate matched the nose.
Baby. You're right. The palate didn't match the nose, Harm. You're actually right.
That's all the time we have for today. I want to thank our host for joining us today. Thank you, Brent.
Thank you. Please untie me.
No. Thank you, Maury.
A drink out of that glass.
Always a pleasure to be in the damp, dark, wee basement.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you. The glass helped us comply with the Geneva Convention, so we're not torturing you officially.
And thank you, Arm.
I want to thank Dr. Rachel Berry for sending us a sample of the 40-year-old Benriach, and thank Bob for getting it for us.
Thank you, Bob.
Just thank Dr. Rachel. She's the one that put it in the bottle. So, again, our hero. So, for Sips, Suds, and Smokes, this is Made Man Bob. We thank you for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey, and boy, that 40 sure isn't bad.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Been a 110 Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
Thank you.